You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hi, I'm Chris Sawyer. I'm the assistant producer of The Scott Mills Show on Radio 1. That job involves, a hell of a lot of weird stuff. So that's everything from going and apologising to people that Chris Stark spilt beans all over in the canteen the other day. Things that people will be more familiar with me doing are I write the script for Innuendo Bingo on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, which does quite well on YouTube sometimes. And I find all the clips for that as well and work with a huge number of people from the Radio 1 audience who help us find all those clips. So it's my job to stay in touch with all of them. So we generally kind of start, it really varies. It can be really long days sometimes when stuff's kicking off. But generally we start about 9:30 and spend a lot of time looking just what's going on in the world, to get inspiration, going through Twitter, looking at what news sites are saying is interesting, and coming up with little like sparks of ideas. And then we'll all get together sometime between 10 and 11, go through all the ideas we've had and say, what works for the show today and what can we actually get on air in the time we've got to prepare it. And that's usually looking at putting a big, current, exciting feature that's brand new in at 1:45. A slightly smaller thing that's a bit easier to produce will take less time to script and edit and stuff for 2:45, and then we always play Real or No Real at 3:45. So if we can tick off those three things and know what they're going to be by the start of the show, then we're in a good place. So we've got that all planned out by about 10:30, then we go away and beaver away, write the script, edit the audio, get the clips together. Maybe we pre-record a few little bits and pieces if there are things we want to pre-record between 12 and 1, and then go on air at 1 o'clock and put it all into action. And then after the show, do things like making the podcast, because you work for the BBC, you've got a hell of a lot of emails to deal with about bureaucratic stuff, and then doing all the forward planning after the show. And that's kind of the hamster wheel that happens every single day on our show. But thankfully, because we do something different in that 1:45 slot, every single day is different, which is why this job's brilliant. In part, it's our job not just to fill up the radio show, but also fill up all those other places where Radio 1 is a brand. So in a way, it's like having more jobs than just being a radio producer. And the other thing is a more kind of cynical trick of there's a hell of a lot of people out there on Twitter and Facebook at any one time. Why don't we try and steal them and convert them into radio listeners? So it's kind of one, pushing our content out there and making it available in more places. And two, getting people who just happen to be browsing through Twitter who think, oh, maybe I'll turn on the Scott Mills Show now, or maybe I'll listen to our podcast. So I was at URM, which is the University of Nottingham's radio station, and I was programme controller there. And that was the year when we started a little run of winning Station of the Year. So the amazing thing about that was that the prize the year I did it was to go to Radio 1 for a week, kind of doing work experience, but also we got to cover one of the early breakfast shows and got to meet everyone. And that's basically how I got my job today, because I just met people there who I genuinely made friends with. So there were kind of two things were going on. One was I was meeting all these people and thinking, your job's great and your life's really fun, I want to do that. And also, because I was meeting these people over the course of a week, I got to kind of hopefully genuinely make friends with them and go out for a drink after the show and that kind of thing.
To hear more,
go to studentradio.org.uk.